Unique Weirdos, what up? It's Roxy Blue. Big boy. Bitch. Yo. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. The name is Roxy Blue, but the green makes me go. I scream to the top, when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Here I go again. I thought buddy was frontin' when he came up for some win. I told him I'm a fiend when it comes to the best. I can make it rain, oh daddy, don't test me. So, they call me Little Avatar. I make that word their bend when it comes down to this Danny bar. Put it in your face and make you savor it like candy bars. And if you do it well, I will hand you out a golden star. So, yes, I'm a kinky chick. And when it comes to sexing, I will show you what it is. So get in, make the shoe. I'm classy with my shit. I'll be strapping up twice because I don't want that package. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little headlight is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Let's roll play. Throw a few 20s. When I see the green, I become very friendly. Maybe handcuffs. You can be the officer, a better yet, a dentist. Money, tattoos, and a whole lot of booze. I'm living life fast, and I'm breaking all the rules. My heart is in the cage, and I threw away the key. My love is past tense, my mask burned to the heat. That can really silly that a nigga try and clown me. I make his main bitch eat my box like a brownie. When it comes out to this show, follow me on Twitter if you really wanna know. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle.
You really have to understand the code.
What's going on, people? You're definitely tuned in to our Bars Radio. We're back in the building. It's me, Brooklyn Black, and of course, Nikki Barnes is in the building. Nikki, what's good?
Hey, what's going on, Black? How you doing?
No, I'm chilling.
That's good. How was your April Fool's? I didn't get to prank you.
Yo, you know you can't prank me anyway, D.
Yes, I, you know what, if I really sat there and really thought about ways to get people, I could really fool a lot of motherfuckers. I really could. Did you get pranked?
No, nah, not at all.
Did you
I
try
know,
to prank
you know,
me?
I put up, I did prank my family. It was like a tag team prank, so, it was cool. It was a great one.
That's good.
I had a female text me a marriage proposal. And I took a screenshot. I sent it to my moms and my sisters, and they were kind of livid. It was real funny. All I got was like phone calls and texts, like, "Hey, are you serious?" And I just replied to everybody just saying, "Once people fool."
Were they excited that you got a marriage proposal?
Nah.
I was going to say because they never met the girl, so I'm pretty sure they were probably like,
"Nah, they knew who the girl was."
Oh, okay.
You know, but they was just like, no, that's not gonna happen. We gonna have to talk to her. It was.
Wow.
It was hilarious.
Yeah, somebody tried to call me and say that they were in a car accident, but I'm like, but you sound okay. I don't understand. And why would you call me? We haven't spoken so long. you really wanted to tell me that? So, they were kind of upset that instead of me asking, are you okay, or instead of me asking several questions, the first thing that came off was like, why did you call me? So,
kind of rude, though, huh?
It's not rude. Like, how do you call somebody that you haven't spoke to in about months and just say, oh, my God, I got in a car accident? Oh, okay, I'm sorry to hear that. But I'm pretty sure you should call people that you talk to on a regular. Maybe they would feel a little bit more, you know? I don't know how to take that. Like, the most I could just say was, I'm sorry to hear. But who wants to fucking hear that?
How was your Easter?
I had a great Easter this year. I really did.
Wow. So you know, damn, like, it sounds like it brought you back to a real happy place.
It did. I had a really great Easter. I had a great Easter. I did. I'm pretty sure you're waiting for me to give details because I just keep saying I had a really great Easter, right?
Well, you know, it just, you know, I'm over here, you know, I'm just looking and I'm like, you know, for those who don't know, you can even hear her smiling, you can hear her cheesing, ladies and gentlemen, you can actually hear that, you know.
You can.
So it's, you know, if I was to just guess, it sounds like, you know, you had, you got your chimney swept, so to say.
Oh, yes, I got the eggs in this basket. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, sounds like you received a D in a lovely way.
I received a D. If there was 101 ways to receive the D, I probably received it about 48 ways that day, Easter. 24 hours in a day. I'm sorry, but I hope everybody else had a wonderful Easter, you know. They got to go to church and stuff.
Yeah, shout out to the niggas who only go to church on Easter, Mother's Day, and Christmas. And sometimes New Year's. If the party don't start till late.
Oh, my gosh.
and, you know, the niggas who host their fresh Easter outfits, like, yo, it's 2013. We still doing that?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. They really are still doing that. And I really don't understand why.
Like, we host the Easter. Like, we know, yo, Easter outfits comes right around tax refund check time. We get it.
We do.
We get it. We got you. Come on,
but
now.
But you want to know something about...
You know, your dinner spread, cool. Want to take pictures of the kids playing with the Easter baskets, cool. You know, I was out in PA, you know, with my fam, and we was playing Weed at the dance game, and they got video. You know, that's what it is. It's really having fun, you know, without the kids getting together, eating food and shit, you know, not to show up your fucking suit. It was like that back in the day, but not so much now. We should have advanced as far as that goes. But I guess if you take one step forward, niggas take two steps back.
Damn sure it's true. And I just want to say, like, you know, people really surprise me because they don't go to church all year round, but they'll go to church on Easter. And to be honest with you, I'd rather, you know, if you are going to be that type of person, not to go to church. I hate the people that don't go to church all year round but want to go on the important church days, like the holiday church days. Like, if I was you, I wouldn't go on those days. Those are the days that signify the most, and you don't come all year round, but you have the audacity to come on this day. A person will not go to church all year round, but then when it's Easter, it looks right. Let me go to church on Easter Sunday. But then never step back in front of a church until the next year, Easter Sunday. it's so pointless. It's so pointless, you know. And then, you know, shout out to people that try to still keep up the tradition. You know, my daughter, she was able to, you know, do the whole Easter egg hunt thing, you know, and she got to boil eggs and she got to paint it and she tried to eat it.
As long as she took the shell off, she should be fine.
Yeah, but she was just trying to do a whole bunch. I don't know. But I didn't want her to eat it. I said we can eat regular eggs that we can boil tomorrow morning, but not the ones that you painted and markered and smushed and did a whole bunch of shit to. You know?
Oh, man.
How was your, before I give my shout outs and before I take it to Twitter, how was your weekend though? I know.
Yeah, I had a party. Shout out to Hoffa who was in the building. Swave Gang, of course, always show love.
You didn't save me a cookie, did you? No.
Huh?
You didn't save me a cookie, did you? No.
Look here, them cookies sold out. Like, yo, that place was a fucking zoo. We talking a house party with over 200 people, my G. Like, that shit was a zoo. That shit was rocking. Shout out to my man, Lamont. Hoping they got all security. Like,
wow.
I'm telling you, the shit was bonkers, B.
Wow. That's what's up. I don't know. That's crazy. Wow.
And I also had time. I got tatted. So, you know.
You got what?
I got tatted. It's on my Instagram. You know. And I definitely like it. You know.
How come you didn't see it on your Instagram?
It's definitely a nice piece.
How come I didn't see it?
Yeah, because, you know, you don't be checking for me. You saw that.
I do, too, check for you on Instagram. Every now and then.
You got 14K followers and shit.
Not on Instagram. I'm almost at 900. But still, I haven't seen that. How did I miss that? You posted it today?
Nah, I posted it right after it was done.
Well, how didn't I see that? That's crazy. You know what that means? I'm going to tell all my followers, like I tell all my Twitter followers, like, what that means, if I didn't see it, is because you probably wasn't posting and you wasn't flooding my timeline.
Wow.
You wasn't, because if you did, I would see it.
Yo, come on now. You see my Instagram, B? Like, I'm flooding. Like, I do at least a minimum 10 pics a day, so I flood timelines.
So how come I didn't see it?
Yeah, good question. How come you didn't see it?
I did not see it.
You know, you probably got to go back now because, like I said, I post at least a good 10 pics a day.
I have to actually go to you now. Yeah. I'm not going to like it if I don't like it, though.
Then,
so
you ain't got to like it, but you know what? I like it, and I'm rocking with it. You know.
Don't tell me where it is, because I'm going to check. I'm going to check in like a few minutes, too.
What? You can check for it. It's all good. You can do that.
And I might screenshot it and tweet it.
Okay.
I'm tweeting
it. It's nothing.
Let me start with some shout-outs. Because, you know, my timeline is always blowing the fuck up on Tuesday and Thursday. Shout out to at Evolution 15, aka my buddy Griffin. He says that he's checking out the show. Shout out to you, Griff. Thank you. And also, I did not forget about you and what is it, Chop Shop TV, holding it down out there in the Queens area. They've showed me love. I've actually tuned into their show a couple of times. It's really cool. It's really dope. They do the whole video stream and marketing and everything, and shout out to them. They're dope. They be having some good parties that they be inviting me to, too. Shout out to Brand New Clyde. How you doing? You already know. It's always good to see that you always tune in. Shout out to @Taze_Cam. Shout out to @KingRifa_SODMG. Didn't I want to? Was it him that was curious to find out what the hell SODMG was, and we found out, or no?
Yeah.
It was, right?
Yeah. Don't ask me what that shit mean now, though.
Yeah, I really don't care what it means now. I just, you know what it is? Every time I see stuff like that, I be like, all these cap letters together, like, it usually means something. I really want to know what it means. Shout out to @IBsBrazilian. Shout out to @YoungBlood. YoungBlood, oh, hold on. I have been drinking, so it's not.
Oh, my God. Well, you know what? That's what it is. Pre-game, that's what you do.
I know. Exactly. YoungBlood, GRCP. That's what I'm going to say. Shout out to you and Aunt Lava 52. And shout out to @BreeBomb.com. She's so cool. And @Pinkster the Great. And one more. Okay. I see you. Okay. Shout out to I Am Dirty with the U, not an I.
Shout out to Rain Poetry.
Shout out to Rain Poetry. Shout out to Devin Rain.
Shout out to that glamour chick. I know she had a birthday over the weekend and shit.
Happy birthday. Oh, man, I got a summer or tweet.
Shout out to Bree Sunshine.
Bree Sunshine. Oh. Yeah, shout out to Miss Bree.
Shout out to Roxy Blue.
Shout out to Bree from Philly. Yes.
And, of course, shout out to the Boss Barbs.
You should have the Angela Teeth, definitely. You can also find her on Instagram @lipstick and pumps.
Is that who that is?
That is her. Yeah, shocked me too. Yeah, I had to, you know
what?
That is her. She changed her name. I think we all go through a phase where we change our name. I changed mine. You need to change yours.
I'm not changing mine because, you know, it's hard for me to get followers now. On Instagram.
When I changed mine, that had nothing. Did not affect my follower base at all.
Well, you know what? I want to keep everything simple.
I have so many followers that right now. I have so many followers to add right now that I'm so nervous. I don't know who's who, and I just can't add everybody right now.
You know, and also speaking of which, there's this new shit out called Feed. PHEED. And it does everything. You can add videos, pictures, text, all that good shit.
You have
one? Cool. I'm up on there @BrooklynBlack. It's linked to Twitter, so.
Yeah, but you didn't. But mine's is linked to Twitter too. You didn't get my invitation.
I didn't get no invitation for your feed.
I said that everybody has it's in my like when if I go to my Twitter inbox. Like, you'll see all the DMs that it sends to everybody.
All right, well, I got to check my DMs. I don't, you know, because I don't check DMs because it's always that BS. Somebody going, hey, did you see this video somebody made about you? And it'd be some nasty, you know, it'd be some nasty porn shit. I'm not even in the motherfucker. You know, or it'd be some whack MC in it. No, you know what I'm saying? Keep it somewhere I can say, hey, check out my track. Tell me what you think. You know, I try to avoid my DMs. You know, if you want to get at me, you email me, you send me a tweet, you know, Facebook, whatever. But if you send me a Twitter DM, eight times out of ten, I'm not going to pay attention to that shit. Unless it's a really good looking thing.
I always tweet that, like, DMing me won't get you anywhere. It really won't. it won't get you anywhere. Don't DM me and don't DM me your number. Don't DM me your link to your fucking video. 9 out of 10, I've seen you already tweet it to me. And if I didn't retweet you, it's most likely because I really honestly don't want to and did not take the time out of my day to check out your video.
She just got Hillary Banks on y'all niggas.
I did not get Hillary
Banks. Straight up Hillary Banks. I didn't want to. She just straight up. I straight up had a Fresh Prince flashback off that one right there.
Honesty is the best policy, you know what I'm saying? And my whole thing is that, like, this is what I mean by, like, by sporadically doing things like that. And two, I pay attention to marketing, you know what I'm saying? If you can, you got to be able to talk to me through your tweet before I even click on your link in order for me to get to your link. If you're not saying what the fuck I want to hear in a tweet composed part of it, most likely I'm not going to click on that link. Sell yourself. Make me open that. Make me check that video, especially if I don't know who you are. You know what I'm saying? I got to also see things like, so I got to also see how, if I click on your Twitter page and I only see you have ads in your YouTube video, I'm not going to take you serious.
Word up. But,
and
you
know how I feel about people wasting my time, so...
Yeah, because, you know, you get thirsty niggas on there, you know, but at the same time, sometimes you do thirst trap shit so that nigga hits you in the DM, you know, and they tweet you fucking Jimmy pictures and all that. So that's why you don't pay attention to your DMs and shit.
Yeah, I'm sorry, and it's sad because a lot of people fuck that up. Like, a lot of people fuck that up. I do not check my DMs like that because, yeah, niggas don't know how to act. So it's not a priority to me. Like, been a priority to me. You want to send me all types of fuckery, I just don't even go into my DM. That's why I say treat me. DMing me is not going to get me, it's not going to get you anywhere with me. If you have something to say, tweet it to me. Treat me. Because nowadays, I don't go on my DM. My DM is just like fucking, everything is spam. I consider everything to be spam. And if you are one of those people that I do DM back and forth with, just consider yourself to be lucky. That's all.
Yeah, I'm one of the lucky ones. Oh, man. So then go to the topic for tonight. What are we going in on?
Before we get into a topic, I want to take it to Twitter really quickly. It was a couple of things that was trending on my timeline. And, I did not get to participate in it today, but I will now. Hashtag mention an addiction and hashtag you gain points if. So if you had to participate black and hashtag mention an addiction, what is some of your addictions?
Ink. My addiction is ink. My addiction, you know, tattoos. It's my addiction. You know, I'm on 7. And, you know, I want to go more, but those who are tattooed already know ink is an addictive and expensive habit. So when I go gusto, you know, I'm going to go, next one's going to be a big piece and, you know, pause. No homo. But, it's going to be, you know, something good, something real cool. And I guess it's just the fact that, you know, you putting this artwork and shit and just the sensation you get when you get it done makes the addiction happen. But that's what I will put. And what was the other one?
Hashtag you gain points if.
Hashtag you gain points if. Hashtag you gain points if you have an open mind.
Okay.
You know, because you get a chick, and especially like these younger generation chicks. I'm talking under 25, you know. But if it doesn't apply, let it fly. I'm mature yet. If it don't apply to you, I ain't talking about you. But you know them chicks. You talk to them, and all they know is rap music from like the past fucking 6 years. You try to expose them other shit. Oh, what's that? Even other types of music, you know, you expose them to the old school rock, the pop of the 80s that was, you know, rocking, even early 90s shit. And, oh, I don't like that. Like, oh, you ain't got no little, like, open your mind, bitch. This is where they got the sample for that beat of the song you like that's rocking right now. This is where the idea for mixing this and this came from. You know, you can't be music and not really pay attention to other type of genres, you know what I'm saying? Because hip-hop is a mix of everything nowadays. So, like I said, you gain points if you have an open mind.
Nigga said, I'm talking to 25 and older, if it doesn't apply, let it fly. That's funny. All right, well, if I had to hashtag, you gain points if you can, if you can make me laugh, you get points. Like, if you can make me laugh, you gain points. Because I'm so, like, as mean as I come across, and bitchy, whatever fuck you, whatever you want to call it, however you people view me as, you know what you say. I'm silly, and I like to laugh, and I love to laugh. I really, really do. So you gain a lot of points, major points, if you can keep me laughing. I like that. And hashtag my addiction. I have a couple. One of them would be weed. I'm sorry. I'm addicted. Especially to that good shit. Nowadays, I'm becoming more addicted to sex. And it's because it's been, I guess, because it's been done right. Or it's
nowadays?
What?
Nowadays?
Yeah, nowadays. Nowadays.
Nowadays, like, you become more addicted to sex. I just want to make sure I heard that right.
Nowadays. I always, you know, I always had a thing for sex. Everybody knows that. But I'm more addicted to it now because I feel like it's, I feel like, I don't know, it's, this is what I was supposed to be doing before, or this is how I was supposed to felt before or feel before. I don't know. I'm addicted to it now. I can't stop. I always do it all the time. I'm addicted.
Look, she is straight up just bigging up her nigga right now. That nigga must be sitting somewhere cheesing, hands fist on his hips, standing like Superman right now, like a fucking cat. What are you bigging this nigga up?
It's because I'm... No. Wait. Forget him right now because, no... this is my addiction, though, like, and it's because, you know, like, I'm addicted to it nowadays. Like, you never really heard me, I never really said that. You always heard me admit to always engaging in sex, but I never came out and said, oh, that was one of my addictions, like, I'm addicted to it. No, but nowadays, like, that's become something I probably do with the other addiction that I have. Like, so I might smoke and suck at the same time. So it's like, you know, like it's, I don't know, it's my addiction. Another one is, I'm addicted to lip gloss. I am. High quality lip gloss. I'm addicted. There was rehab for it. I should go because I feel the need to purchase lip gloss, lipstick, usually it's expensive, and usually I never get to finish a tube like I never do. Before I buy the next lip gloss. So, it's like some of my addictions. That's not fair. You only gave me one of your addictions. Have an open mind.
All right. Another one of my addictions is
You gain points, and also too, you gain points if you can cook. If you can cook, you gain points.
Okay. One of my addictions would probably be anime. You know, Japanese animation and shit. I pretty much grew up on this shit back in the days of the first Dragon Ball and all that. So, you know, that's my shit. Comic books in general. It's my addiction. You gain points if you a chicken, you know about that shit. Or at least you interested in learning. And you don't knock me because I like the shit.
I'm sorry, what do you like?
I like the girl that pays attention to what the fuck I'm saying. You're getting points if you listen to me.
Me too. I'm big on that too. Like, you gain points if you listen to what I'm saying. And you gain points if my mother likes you.
Well, that's pretty much for anybody. You know, people that are family oriented. You know, because those type of people, if you get a relationship with them, it's a relationship with the family. You marrying them, you marrying the family. You know, so I definitely understand and agree with that one.
Yes. You gain points when I like you. You gain points if you know how to give a good back massage too.
You gain points if you good with the happy ending part of it.
You get good points if you're good with the happy ending part of it too.
Yeah, you can't just be taking my answers and fucking repeating them.
Oh my gosh. Nah, you get good points if you can make me come in trials, you get good points. I mean, you gain good points. You gain points.
Look, pretty much you gain points if we can have a good time together besides fucking.
But can I say one more fucking game point before we get off the fucking game points? You gain points if we could both come at the same time. If when I make you come, you make me come, you gain points. I'm sorry. That was the last one. Going on my topic, though, my topic, before I go, I'm going to share the topic and then we can go into a commercial break. I just want to know, and this is a topic, I want to know, could you seriously commit to a stripper, an escort, whether it be male or female? Like, I want to know if they could date a male stripper, if they could potentially marry a male stripper, have a life with one. And I want to know how the guys feel about that. I mean, I know she's a stripper, but just because she's a stripper, does that make her a bad person? Does that make her any less than any other woman that can cook, clean, and handle responsibilities and take care of a household? I don't know, but that's one of the topics for tonight. And, I hope you can help me understand, because I am a female. And no, I am not in that line of profession, but I am a female at the end of the day. So that's going to be one of the topics. So with that being said, whenever you are ready, let's get into a commercial break.
All right, we definitely get into it. 347-857-4302. Soul Balls Radio, and we'll be right back. She gets on the stage, bounces that ass for money, you know. She'll grind on you, you know, make you feel good. You know, might do something strange for a little bit of change, you know. And that's your stripper. Now, an escort is to do just that. They're to, if you're going to an event, you know, be your arm candy so you don't appear alone. And, you know, just keep you company. Make sure you have a good time. Take pictures with you. Dance with you. you know, like I said, make it, you know, those that's what, you know, really busy people use when they go out to functions, you know, so they have a date and shit like that. Sometimes they do something strange for a little bit of change, too. You know, and those you just call the high class hoes. But that's pretty much your difference.
Could you wife a stripper? Like, let me put it to you like this. Okay, for instance, say there's a female, you know, it's a female, and she has a family, and right now, you know, maybe she had a husband, and he passed away, so now it's just her and her family. And she always kind of depended on him, and, you know, he was, you know, he was a husband. He made it to where she never, you know, didn't have to work, and she was good. And, you know, unfortunately, he passed away, and now she has to keep everything going. You know what I'm saying? And she doesn't really know how to do much, doesn't have that much background, that much skill or anything, never really worked before, and that's all she knows. But then she starts doing, she gains a hustle, you know what I'm saying, an illegal hustle. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's selling drugs and, you know, and in the midst of this, you know, she doesn't really know what she's doing, but she's doing it. And she's put in situations where at times she has to use sex not to get killed. Does that define her as, like, a whore or some type of a slut, or does that show that she's just taking care of business? And could you and could you actually settle down with a person like that, being that you know all of that?
Okay. Now, every situation, every chick, every stripper is different. Even though if you sat down five strippers and asked them why they did it, three of them may give you the same story. You know, and not to say that it's a crying wolf situation or anything like that, but it's just a little bit too common. And it's, oh, they were molested, they didn't get any skills, but she looked a certain way and she did it one day, and next thing you know, she's been doing it for like 2-3 years, or, you know, and they'll all you come across the ones who are doing it to put themselves through school because they need the money, you know, for books and XYZ. Cool. You know, and then you just got the ones who were lazy and came to school, she had that ass, she looked good, so she could use somebody to make money. Bam, that's what she's doing. You know, but the ones who were doing it because, you know, like you said, there was one person who was taking care of everything, and that it comes out there in the morning, everything got to stay afloat, and she needs that quick cash, so she's doing it. More power to her. Now, should she make a career out the motherfucker? No. I say, you know, save money, do what you got to do, get that school time in, holler at Everest, Berkeley, Sanford Brown, whoever it is, get your shit done in 18 months, and get up out of there. You know, if that's what you got to do, more power to you. Now, could I settle down with someone like that? It all depends. You know, because there's times, you know, there's times I met girls that had girlfriends and did not know they were strippers. Found out later on. Like, yeah, whatever. Or girls that I knew that weren't strippers, they were doing something else, and then they got into stripping. I don't think it was no different. You know what I'm saying? As far as racial, like I said, it all depends. As of, if you ask me right now, just off the top of my head, would I do it? I would have to be in on the fence, because I said, depends on the situation. I might not. Depends on the girl, I'll tell you the truth.
So you wouldn't. Okay.
Like I said, depends on the girl.
Okay.
Now, if it's a girl that I met at the strip club, and she was working and shit like that, would I take a serious as a girlfriend? Probably not. Because that's not where my head's at. Especially walking to a strip club. I'm not walking to a strip club looking for wifey. You know, So outside that setting, it's likely. But if I'm in the strip club, and black don't even do strip club that, but if I'm in the strip club, no.
Why don't you do strip clubs like that?
Well, it's just a thing. I like I said, I like strippers, got friends, no problem, but I just hate strip clubs. Me personally, if a chick is grinding on me and next to nothing or nothing, I'm able to see X, Y, Z, I'm sorry, call me a normal dude, but I'm expecting the fuck. So being able to see all of that, and there's the high chance that I'm not fucking all that, that's, to me, it's like false advertising to the pussy. And I'm spending money and all that, and I'm really getting nothing out of it. Now, granted, there's been times going to a strip club, you know, shit just happened to happen the right way, and I was able to take one home and knock the walls down. It's happened. But the risk, the chance of that happening is very slim. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's easier for a nigga to go to the regular nightclub or go to the bar, spend money on drinks, buy a shorty a drink in and have a conversation, and take home knock the walls down. It would be for a dude to go spend a couple hundred making it rain, getting lap dances and shit, and just leave a home with a semi-hard penis.
I mean, like, I, as a female, I could I date a male stripper? I would say no, because and to me, you know, it's I don't know, it's not so much of him flashing his penis or making it bounce all over the place for money. It's because, like, you know, I just think that it's just unsanitary that he has all these props, crops, all this other extra shit rubbed up against his dick body. Other people, all these women, I mean, we don't know what's on their hands, what's on their... It's just the fact that, like, it's just... no, I really... I don't know.
All right, so let me ask you, if, say you're out shopping on Fifth Ave, right? You know, you hit Gucci and Burberry and all that other shit you like, spend $100 on lip gloss, you know, chilling. And you meet this dude, you know, nice, you know, in a tie, all that good shit. Y'all talking. Y'all get the rap and exchange numbers. Y'all talk. I even meet up for dinner. Hey, I start a little something. And, you know, he always is clean cut, you know, dress well, shit like that. And so far he told you only that, you know, he works nights. But you never really dove into it. But then, later on in the relationship, you find out he's a stripper. He's shaking his dresses and rich his face for money. You gonna end it there? Like, you had no clue, no indication he was doing it before, but then you found out.
Yes, I'm going to end it right there because I would need to do that in order to figure out if that was something that I would want to get back. Because I would feel, anybody would feel hurt coming in or knowing something after the fact, or feel like you're being lied to, or you've been misled throughout for a long period of time. You'll feel like you've been, like, betrayed, or somebody, like, basically pulled the wool over your eyes, like, you and the closest person to you, the person that you connect with, you probably tell your most intimate, deepest, darkest secrets with, and, you know, you share your body with. So I would need a moment, and I would have to, because it's my choice, if I want to accept and deal with that. That's what you do, fine. That's what you was doing before me, most likely. That's probably what you would be doing after me. So guess what? It's my decision, and I would have to, and if that's what I want to deal with, if I can deal with stomach the fact that you've been doing this for all this long time, I didn't know about it, you know what I'm saying? Now that I know, I was better off not knowing. That's how I would feel. Because if that's not what I approve of, if that's not, like, Because, no, I wouldn't want to date a male stripper. Fucking nasty ass thing. I wouldn't want to. They do what they do. I don't even like going to see male strippers. I don't know why there even are male strippers.
You know what? I couldn't answer that for you.
Why do guys decide to strip?
I can't answer, but, like, you know, I know women who prefer to see those shows, and I've seen videos that I wish I can unsee of how women are with male strippers, and it's not cool. And I would say, fellas, you got a girl, and she tells you she's going to a bachelorette party, you really gonna have to evaluate your trust levels with her.
I've been to a bachelorette party. We was in the Ritz-Carlton Hotel, very nice suite, and we had these two male strippers. And I mean, like, I don't know, like, I kind of felt a little violated, you want to say? You know, like, I mean, it was private because there was nobody else but us and him, them, you know, but, like, they do things, like, they do things. And it's just
they do shit.
Yeah, they do. Like, you know, like, you had to, like, when you say, okay, well, maybe not. Like, you just want to change a little bit of change. Well, yeah, because they're trying to get as much change as they can from us, the females that's in the room, that they start doing strange shit. Taking, oh, my gosh, like, literally, I only thought that you would pour candle wax down somebody's ass crack if you was going to fuck them.
Mm-mm-mm.
They do shit. They do. And, I mean, it's crazy. But could you date, okay, now, put it like this. If there was a female who was, like, say you have a wife. You have a wife. And, you know, you may have a child with her. And you find out later on down the line, maybe from a friend or you just find out that your wife is a fucking, she basically does sexual favors for rich men. When I say sexual favors, she might be the one to fulfill that freak, crazy guy's fantasy. Like, she might dress him up as a big baby and feed him baby food until he gets off, and then he gives her money.
If there's no actual sexual contact, then that's what it is. More power to you.
Or a little bit of sexual contact.
No. Because, see, I know a little bit about that fucking BDSM shit. You know, sometimes, like, there's motherfuckers who just do it and they like to get whipped and all this crazy shit and be called dog and all that good shit. And nobody touch nobody. They get off and they pay, and that's the end of it. Hey, no sexual contact.
No?
Nah.
But she's been doing it for probably about like 6 years now, and you had no idea, and you guys have a beautiful family together.
Like, I would be more upset that she ain't tell me, you know what I'm saying? But I wouldn't be on some, because I know she's not fucking these niggas. You know what I'm saying? Hey, they want to pay her to beat their ass and clamp shit on them. Get that paper, baby. I need a couple new Xbox games. Fuck it. It's all good. Now, if she's one of those type of escorts who may do something free for, you know, who may do a little something strange for some change, then it's your problem. Because now it's not my penis is not the only one in your mouth and in your pussy and shit. So then it's your problem. But like I said, there's no such contact, and niggas want to pay for that other shit, go right on ahead.
I hear you. I just feel like people, you know, they sit there and they talk about strippers and stuff, like, you know, and I mean they I guess, you know, being that I know a couple of strippers, they feel as though it's kind of hard to find love in the line of profession that they do. But they don't understand why a man can't respect that, because it's making them money and they're independent in that way. Like, I don't see why a nigga would knock anything that they're doing, especially if it's benefiting the both of them or her.
I see your logic there.
You do? No.
Yeah. Oh, it looks like we got somebody live on the call in. Last four digits 3812. 3812, you're live on the air.
Yo, what up with it, what up? Your boy C.
What up, what up, what up, what up? Who this?
Straight out of St. Louis, man. C Sharp, man, what's up?
C Sharp, what's going on?
Shit, chilling, man. You know, the funny thing is, man, you know, I've been rocking with y'all for a little minute, and, you know, I want to salute y'all, you know, for what y'all do. And, you know, I was just sitting here tripping off the conversation, man, and I don't know. You know, like when it come down to reputation, you know, you know, you don't want to tell your old bird, you know what I'm saying, that, hey, you know, she a stripper, or she a, you know what I'm saying, like, you don't want to do that. Now, you know what I'm saying? If y'all just dating, messing around, you know what I'm saying, having fun or whatever, but you can't take somebody seriously like that. You can't do it, you know? And Go ahead. What you finna say?
No, because you want to know something? I agree with you. You know, as a female, if I was a guy, I could not personally take a female serious in that matter, you know what I'm saying? It would just be for fun, entertainment, all that other good stuff. You know, they serve the purpose of entertainment. That's what you do. Cool. But, I mean, you know, just think about it, though. Like, so how is as a woman, you know, a stripper, like, am I supposed to, you know, stop doing what's bringing my income right now, especially for probably me and mine, just
hell
to...
Hell yeah, go to school. You know what I'm saying? Like, go to school.
I agree.
You know, you didn't save up all that money. That's your tuition. You know what I mean? Like, go to school. You know what I'm saying? Get you a grant or some shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, even if you ain't pulling in the same amount of dollars, if you my bitch, I'm going to hold you down. You know what I'm saying? Flat out. You know? And see, that's the thing. Like, even with me being a rapper, like, it's hard for me, you know what I'm saying, to find, you know, that somebody, because you never know what nobody's intentions really, really is. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, for real, like, shit, to me, I don't even think love exists, nigga. Like, it don't even exist until you have trust. You know what I mean? And when you can trust that female, i.e. with your bank card, you know what I'm saying, with your car, you know what I'm saying, with the keys to your house or your children, most importantly, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, then that's when I will grow to love you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Flat out. But
she could be a stripper and have all those qualifications, but she's just dropping low for some guys.
But it's my reputation, right? As a
right,
dude.
Right, it is.
As a,
you know,
as a guy, you know what
you
I'm saying?
You represent me, I represent you. You know what
you
I'm
hear
saying?
Me? Think about it, bro. Rick Ross. Or 50 Cent, he was dissing everybody, right? First thing this nigga would be like, man, yo bitch a stripper, nigga, that's where all your money coming from, nigga, that's where all your show money coming from, nigga, like, come on, man. Like, now it ain't even got nothing to do with me. You talking about, you know, motherfuckers around me. You know what I mean? Like, for real, they don't even have nothing to do with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you was bringing the beef to me, aight, you know, but now you directing the shit to everybody else because of just who she is. You know, so I mean, like, if I respect her as a woman, You know what I'm saying? Being a grown-ass woman doing what she has to do. But, nah, she couldn't be my motherfucking woman doing that shit, dog. Flat out. She couldn't be my chick doing that. No, sir. You know what I'm saying? It makes no sense. It makes no sense. You know? Like, there's no way in hell that a woman should want a dope dealer. No way. I don't care how much money this dude make. I don't care how many chains this nigga rocking, True Religion is, you know, Ciroc that. I don't give a shit. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, right, that nigga out in the streets, niggas come, you know what I'm saying, kick his dough down, right? They leaving no witnesses. You feel me? Mm-hmm. So is that love? You know? Hell no. Because he not finna take that dope money and pay for your funeral. No. You see what I'm saying? So it's all about reputation, man. It's all about reputation. You know? Some trashy-ass niggas is down with shit like that. All right, fine. You know, go ahead. But if you talk about me, where I got to introduce a stripper to a 50, 60-year-old woman, right? And she got, you know, an idea of what strippers are, what they do, their mentality. And I really don't want to decide between two women, right? One that I do love with all my heart, one who created me, right? Mm-hmm. And one that I'm trying to plan a life with because, like, bitch, you're going to lose that every time. I'm going with my mama, flat out. If my mama say, you know, I don't know about this one, it's going to make me think. Flat out.
I definitely, you know, I hear you because, you know, and it just goes for women too, because me, I'm not trying, me personally, I try not to date the heavy drug dealers. Like, you know, I let them be for the little girls that are enticed by that are stupid enough to get caught up in the bullshit that it comes with, you know, because I couldn't, you know, my family has really high expectations for me and mine, and just me personally, I have a preference, and I do not, you know, I don't date drug dealers because I don't want to have to risk the fact that, you know, at any moment or at any time, this person that I'm loving, that I'm sharing all this information with, is out there and they're putting their lives at risk at any moment, whether it be death or jail or whatever have you. I can't deal with that. You know what I'm saying? And then I also can't even deal with even more bringing him around my family. And I guess I have a child. You know, I have a daughter at that, saying, hey, this is so-and-so, and you know what? He doesn't, yeah, he works, and he does what he do, you know, because I can't really exactly say what he do, because I might not even know exactly, to the full extent, what he does. And I don't like that, and that's my preference. So I wouldn't date a male stripper, like, you know, take him serious. If he loves me that much, then he will probably consider doing something else.
You see what I'm saying? Like, you know, we, like, females, y'all know bitches ain't shit,
everybody.
Right?
You know, there's somebody, and if not, then there's somebody for everybody. There's somebody that will accept him for who he is and what he does. But it won't be me.
Right. You see what I'm saying? Like the only reason why, like, I ain't gonna lie to you, I had an ex, and she went to a, you know, male stripper party. Like, I wasn't upset. I wasn't pissed. I didn't plenty. Yeah, I'd have been to plenty of stripper parties. But see, the thing is, I can respect female strippers more on the line of work because they create that boundary. They do, like, flat
out.
Yeah,
the males, they just, they, I'm telling you, the males.
Niggas ain't shit. Hey, B.
They
do. Black, right? is it black? I'm trying to remember. Okay, black. Bro, we know niggas ain't shit. You see what I'm saying? Think about it, man. Right? Nigga, we already know how we try to hop down on females right now. Now, we 260. You hear me? 6% body fat, nigga. You hear me? Tattoos everywhere. Doing our thing. Boom. You know what I'm saying? Dick out. Hanging out. Bunch of fat chicks. You know, cool little chicks in the room. Oh, yeah. It's going down. Everybody in here finna slurp some. You see what I'm saying? Like, I'm telling you, like, I'm good. Like, because I know how niggas are. Now, you got some females, right, they'll get butt-ass naked, right? But they're not going in that room with you or, you know, they're not pulling you off in the corner or somewhere. Like, they good. You know what I'm saying? They're not here for that. You know, women will create that boundary. They have that power, you know, to control the situation if it gets out of control. right? Because niggas would be like, oh, baby girl, you know, I'm just playing, you know, some, you know. But niggas,
They're flat out, they just do more, I believe, than what a female does.
Bro,
but
Google a female stripper party. Google it, nigga.
It gets real.
It gets real.
Yes.
Google it.
But thank you so. I have another caller to get to. I just want to thank you so much for taking the time to chopping it up with me. If you know, just stick around. I'm here until I have another less than an hour. I'm done till 10, and I do have more topics. So thank you so much. And you're calling from where again, you said?
St. Louis,
definitely. All right. Thank you so much. Vlad, can we get into the next caller?
Of course. Your last four digits are 0963. You're live on air. What's good? 0963. You're live on air. All right. I guess he ain't want to be live no more. So, you know, it's just good. We got a whole bunch of different views and stuff on this topic here.
I know. Because I think, you know what it is? Because at the end of the day, we're only human, you know, so it's just like, it's all about making the right and wrong choice. It's all about, you know, because think about it, like, what you do can actually cause somebody to prejudge you, you know? If you're a professional thief, whatever they're called, heistman or whatever, you know, do you think that anybody really would let you come into their house after knowing that? No. So I knew that you professionally steal things without people knowing. I'm pretty sure I'm not letting you come into my house. Are you kidding me? Knowing you for however long or not, I just couldn't do that. So, you know, those things, part of your reputation, and when you are with somebody, you have to think about that. You have to think about, you know, yes, you do. Like, you really have to think about taking into consideration their feelings and how they may think, what they may think about it, because it's kind of like when you get to that point, you guys represent each other. So when they see him, they see you. When they see you, they see him. And if I'm not giving it up like that, I don't think you should be giving it up like that.
All right, we got to see. We got the caller trying again. Last four digits, 0963. You're live on air. What's good?
What's up? It's your boy, Nino.
What's good, Nino?
Hey.
I've been listening.
How are you?
I got a couple comments.
Yeah.
One of them is, I got a question for her, because I kind of glossed it over a little bit ago about the, she said she had the little sex addiction. And I kind of wanted to ask a question because I don't think you got a sex addiction. And if you do, I'm curious if you could explain it to me. When you say you have a sex addiction, do you know what an addiction is, right?
Yes.
See, I used to have an addiction for shoes. I mean, like, every time it came out, I was so addicted that I would go in to the stores and be like, hey, look, you know, when they get here, you give me the 4-inch side. I want all sizes. My boy's going to get these, so we're going to got it. Here's your money. That was an addiction. That was crazy. We were just, like, stupid. I had a dating addiction. I had to have everything that came out, every size. Every car had to have one, you know. And then I have, of course, that subsided because of the financial situation. But the sex addiction, I've had that. And it was rough because it's like everything, anything that moves, I was sticking. 3-5 times a day, lick it. I had to cream everything. Just try it. I'm going to do it. But then, of course, I had to get to know the treatment, calm down, slow my life down, got married, and then the addiction subsided. It just became a part of nature. You know, I like to have a little sex and relax. So when you say addiction, I'm thinking, man, that's like uncontrollable. It's like you sitting here thinking about it, and you got to go get it. So I kind of was like, man, you just gloss it off, because when you say addiction, that's deep. It ain't just like, oh, I just like chocolate chip cookies. I really do. I go get me a box every other week and no months down on them. But an addiction? Whew, that's scary because, you know, I had it where Me and my partners, we had it so bad, we just would laugh. He'd be on his way to meet his girl, and he would see somebody. And, man, it just took over. His girl was hitting him. Where you at? Where you at? He's telling her, I'm with him. I'm with Nordo, and my car broke down. What? You know, that was just like addiction. We had had a little therapy on that because we was messed up for a while. It was just like, club? We was vultures. So when you say addiction, I mean like, do you just really love it? Now, if you just really love it, then I don't think that's an addiction. You know what I'm saying? Or am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely true when I hear everything that you're saying. And with that being said, I can say I definitely do know the difference between really liking something and being addicted to something. And when I say being addicted to sex, in a way, now because I am in a relationship, I'm addicted to it with my partner. And with him, I've reached levels that I've never reached before to where I pray for him all the time. And whenever I'm with him, we engage in sex, you know, and to me.
Wait. Because I'm a sexologist. Hold on one second. You sure?
It's a sexologist.
I mean, wait a minute. Listen to me. I'm trying to tell you something. I hear emotion. I don't hear like, oh, sex. Sex is, it's like, I had a conversation with a chick a while back. Her name was Peter. She was a stripper, blah, blah, blah. And my mom called herself hooking her up. She didn't know who she was. She thought she was a nice little church girl because that's what her mom portrayed, because her mama didn't know on the down low. Old girl needed some extra change. She got induced with some things. She did her thing to get her some bread, right? So me and Peter's talking. Peter's telling me, well, yeah, look, we can always go out to eat. Yeah, here you, woo, 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 woo. And we go out and eat. We chop it up. And then I'm like, kept looking. I said, you a bad mother. What's up? She said, what you mean? I said, you know, I don't feel no spark like with me and you. I feel like a sexual attraction, but nothing else. And she says, well, I don't really like guys. Bingo. That's why the sex attraction is automatically there regardless of what you like or what you don't like. A man can go close his eyes and somebody say, you finna get a blowjob. Matter of fact, you ain't got to tell him. Just somebody starts sucking on it. He will get off. Now, when he opens his eyes and see Billy, yeah, it might be a fight then. Same way with a gay girl. The sexual attraction is the thing that is automatic. It's automatic. Me and gay girls, we can't be in the same room because that's a challenge for me. Me and my son went somewhere. I pull up, you know, holler at one of my partners, and this little gay girl comes in. And immediately, I don't know what happened. I just clicked. She says to me, I said, what's going on? I'm just growling. She growling. Well, what you trying to do? We growl because we got this sexual tension. She don't know it. And the way it goes, she's like, well, I just call you, talk to you personally about this. Damn.
Right,
but I get in the car and I'm like,
Nano. Uh-huh. We got to wrap, not to cut you off. We got to get into a commercial real quick. You want to give any shout outs?
It's your boy Nano. That's all I need to know.
All right, good luck at all on the call and keep rocking with us, all right, man? Ooh, okay. So, Hobbs Radio, your man Brooklyn Black, Nicky Mark, of course, in the building, 347-857-4302. Of course, we got some time. Of course, we're going to keep touching on the subject, which is, could you see yourself in a relationship with a stripper or an escort? We're not talking prostitutes. We're talking an escort or a stripper. Hit us up on Twitter at How's Your Head Game, at Brooklyn Black, pregame_radio also. All right, we got the chat room live. Call us up. We'll be right back.
Who's probably gonna sin again? Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand.
sometimes I need to be alone. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it. But today I'm feeling, bitch, don't kill my vibe. 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 Look inside of my soul and you can find gold and maybe get rich. Hold up, Trinidad James in 4 weeks, but now my album platinum and shit. So what, y'all keep the numbers. I'm more than another statistic, my nigga, this courtesy of Compton. Brooklyn go hard, motherfucker, love me on the east like I'm Chuck D. Dominicans wish that I was born there. I'm looking to be the god MC. You look at my hat and see Thorn there. I look at the game and see Thorn there. I'm fucking this industry hard. I'm back at this money, tea bagging your honey. You thought I was fresh off the yard. Don't practically tell me you're lightweight. They tell me you're nice and I'm lightweight. Go give me a knife, you're looking like steak. And when the stakes are high, I stake out for days. And when the water resides, you're Bobby Boucher. But we ain't thirsty, nigga, never alert me, nigga. I got a B89 in a suitcase. I know you heard me, nigga, this is a burpee, nigga. Lyrical exercise, right now, homie, I'm in the extra vibe. Pipe down on the curve when you heard that I got these words to the upper echelon. The next one,
I am a singer. Who's probably gonna sin again? Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it with the day. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
Up in the clouds, me and my spouse. Rumors on the ground, getting too loud, please turn them shit down. Can't hear myself think. Turbulent shit, almost spilled my drink. In the whitest with a mink. Running through that bitch like it's my house. All up in the hall like a mall. Told you motherfuckers all I do is ball. No, I don't remember you, I don't intend to. Empty my memory bank. It's $1 million in it, baby, Hillary Swank. Sitting next to Hillary, smelling like dank. President's departed. Name one nigga out there harder than him. I wait. I've been in my wave like 20 years straight. I've been on my vibe like 20 years straight. Don't fuck up my high. Fuck up my high. Nights like this, I can fuck up a pie and still be straight. Still be straight. Fall back, bitch, I got a lot on my plate. Don't waste my breath. I don't know how many moves a nigga got left. Back to the joint. Smoking this shit like I'm trying to prove a point. I'm the highest title. Numero uno. Kill my spy, that's your motherfucking funeral.
Between you and me, turn trilogy to urinals. Niggas pissed off. I'm in this position, erasing my fart, leader of the new school. On my toes like a ballerina, who knew I'd be Black Swan? World in my palms, ironically, I am the glow shot as best, cause I didn't drop the ball. Told niggas when I was 16 that I ride a 16 to put a nigga right on the big screen. In a paddy wagon with 16, should've been in the pen, but now my pen rang with morphine. I heal niggas, touchdown with morphines, I kill niggas. Audio crack, cat keys to meal ticket. Cardio lap was running for dead life, but now I'm running the map. Bitch, I'm here, nigga. Picture little hoe me giving a fuck from what a fuck nigga gotta say. Nigga, you never be Jay, never be Nas, never be Snoop, nor Dre. You ain't get killed in Vegas or in a suburban. Nigga, Puff Daddy wasn't your favorite. So many washed up with detergent, but I don't drop tears. I just aim at him on purpose like blah. Me 14 like blah. If he had another magazine like blah, let a young nigga get blah. I kill them all when they tryna kill my blah. I am the best, the good guy, the last, the hood guy, the last that would try to pass a good chop. And Sean's a Black Beetle, then I need a 10-second drum solo. Bitch, yeah, what's up?
Golden flask, backstroke every day in Chicago. Some people like the way it feels. Some people want want to kill their sorrow. Some people want to fit in with the popular. That was my problem. I was in a dark room, loud tunes, looking to make a vow soon that I'ma get fucked up, filling up my cup. I see the crowd mood changing by the minute, and the record on repeat. Took a sip, then another sip, then somebody said to me, nigga, why you baby sitting only two or three shots? I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles and I watch them all fly. All the girls wanna play, babe, watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor and they dive in it. Pool full of liquor, I'ma dive in it.
Pour.
Drink.
Headshot.
Drink.
Sit down.
Drink.
Stand up.
Drink.
Pass out.
Drink.
Wake up.
Drink.
Fade it.
Drink.
Fade it.
Drink. Okay, now open your mind up and listen to me, Kendrick. I'm in your conscience. If you do not hear me, then you will be history, Kendrick. I know that you're nauseous right now, and I'm hoping to lead you to victory, Kendrick.
If I take another one down, I'ma drown in some poison, abuse on my limit. I think that I'm feeling the vibe. I see the love in her eyes. I see the feeling of freedom is granted as soon as the damage of vodka arrived. This how you capitalize. This is parental advice. And apparently, I'm over-influenced by what you are doing. I thought I was doing the most that someone said to me.
Nigga, why you babysitting? Only two or three shots. I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles and I watch them all fly. All the girls wanna play, babe, watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor and they dive in it. Pool full of liquor, I'ma dive in it.
Pour.
Drink.
Headshot.
Drink.
Sit down.
Drink.
Stand up.
Drink.
Pass out.
Drink.
Wake up.
Drink.
Fade it.
Drink.
Fade it.
Drink. Drink.
We're back on air, back in the building, all Bars Radio, Nikki Bars, Brooklyn Black, 347-857-4302. What's going
Please
on?
Stop playing that, huh? I like, thank you for playing my favorite song.
Well, of course.
That's what's up. Yes, going back on, going back on our topic. I'm on my timeline. Shout out to C to the Sharp. Yes. Shout out to you. Shout out to at God's Gift CT. Shout out to at S-K-C-I-R-Y-M, who says, yo, at 9-0, was that you fool on the show? You know about sex addiction, laugh out loud. You're a fool, though. I how's your head game is in love. Salute. Shout out to Adam, the other account for S-K-C-I-R-Y-M. Salute at 9-0. I never listened to this until you tweeted. How's your head game sound sexy as hell, though? Laugh out loud. Shout out to at one chance. Okay. Good looking out. Now I know you were silly as fuck, but you right. How's your head game? There's a difference between addiction or being cool with somebody you like.
I understand that, and I'm not knocking anybody for what, you know, their opinion is their opinion. They're entitled to it, and I definitely respect it. So shout out to everybody that commented and said what they wanted to say, especially at 9_O. Thank you for sharing that. So, yeah, Black. When it comes to, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to you being you and you having to stick up for yourself and, you know, especially when you have kids, you know, is that something that you have to also think about? Is that something that you want your kids, you know, to know as they get older? You know, maybe you are that female that's been stripping for forever. You know what I'm saying? That's all you know. And then, you know, you do find somebody that does accept you for what you do and loves you for who you are. And, you know, your kid gets older and they ask you, you know, what did you do? You know, going down, just talking to your kid. How comfortable would you feel on sharing that information? You know what I'm saying? And that goes for, and Black, you know, as a male, how would you explain that to your kid or children that you were a male stripper or, you know, I don't know what they call it for guys. I guess I wouldn't say male prostitute. Like, how would you go about explaining that to your kids? Or would you even?
Wow, like, I'm glad I didn't come to a point where I had to do that, so I would have to actually think about what I would say to my kid, but I would just say whenever you have to tell your children something that, you know, they'll generally have a hard time understanding, first off, you got to really wait when they're of a good age. So if I was doing that, I would probably wait till they're grown, you know, and that's like, hey, there was a time where, you know, needed money, there was bills and XYZ, and, you know, I shook my sausage for a little bit. I'm not saying I was proud of it, but at the time, it was what needed to be done.
Right.
I'm not going to tell my kid that when they're 12, 13, you know, because they'll do that, they'll take that shit to school and tell where they ratchet that shit to school, then they tell everybody that the kids get teased and shit like that. You know, you got to be selective when you tell your kids shit, you know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, you know, they got a brother, you got to tell them, you know, some of the shit you did, you know, so, you know, it's real life, you know. But you got to be selective in when you tell them and how you tell them, because whatever you tell them, you have to make sure they have a firm understanding of what you did and why you did it. So that would be pretty much my stand on it. What about you, Nikki Barbs?
Yeah, I know as a woman, as a mother, it'll be definitely something that will be really hard. That's why I would only think about, you know, that's something that I take into consideration now, because I wouldn't want to have that conversation with my kids about doing anything that I wouldn't want them to do. You know, when they ask me what I've done or when I was growing up, what were some of the jobs that I've had, I want it to only be positive things, you know, things that I can actually recommend them to do, because, you know, my kids are kind of just like me. So, yeah, I think you should do X, Y, and Z, because I've done that when I was growing up or when I was coming up. This is what I got into, and I think that, you know, this best fits you as well. I wouldn't want to say, okay, well, you know what, yes, mommy, you know, everybody makes mistakes and, you know, you will never understand, but this is what I did. But, you know, I don't want you to do that, because, you know, kids and nowadays in today's society, they're always so quick to, you know, try to throw something back at you, like, okay, well, you did it, so how can you be mad at me? And that goes from keeping it real with your kids and trying to, you know,
But, I mean, like you said, again, it's, you got to watch what you say and how you say it. Because at the end of the day, you are still the mother, still the father, and they are still the kid. But, yes, you know, it'll be hard. It will be really hard for me to have that conversation because maybe if my child decided to be rebellious or, you know, decided to ever get back at me one day and doing that, the thing that I probably would not want her to do the most and get into that or be easily persuaded by somebody that can convince her to do something like that because that's what she needs to do to get money. Like, you know, CD the Sharp said, like, okay, go to college or do something. Do something else. Try to find something else. That's not the only thing that's out there for you to receive money. I mean, it's one of the ways, one of the quick ways, one of the fast ways, but it's not the only way.
True.
So that would be one conversation I would try to avoid, but that's something that you have to, you know, really look at because I've never known a kid not to ask their parents, what did they do? Or what do you do?
I don't know. I don't know what I would do. What would you do?
If anything, I would just, you know, I would most likely I have a way with words, so I probably wouldn't. My child would probably get the hint, and the most I could do is say, you know, if that came about, you know, maybe that part of my life isn't something I need to go into because it probably wasn't, you know, maybe I just tried it out and I didn't do it for long, and it took me some time to get to the point. Maybe her father is the reason why I stopped doing what I'm doing. So maybe I wouldn't want to get into that portion of my life. But yes, age comes with aging. Like, yes, I probably wouldn't explain that to my 8-year-old. Like, if she was to ask me, hey, mommy, so what did you do when you were 25, 26? What was your job? Probably not, but if my 18-year-old or, you know, do you think that happens now? Do you think that in today's society that women that do that line of work, do you think that they keep it real with their kids? Do you think that they tell them what they do? Exactly.
Like I said, I think you should, but you gotta really pick your spot with it.
It's some form of protection because, you know, you don't want to be the kid that's at school when, you know, another kid comes up to you and like, okay, well, that's why I saw your mom's ass at my dad's birthday party or whatever. Or, you know, I wouldn't want to be the kid to come to school and somebody has to inform me that my mother is shaking her ass at any venue and my mother didn't tell me that herself. So, I mean, do you think that it happens a lot now? Do you think that women today are upfront about what they do?
I think, like I said, I think they definitely should keep it real, but also at the same time, before they get to that position where they have to go and figure out how they got to tell their kid what to say or how they got to say it to their kid after like that, they need to figure out what the hell can they do now to prevent them having to do that thing that they're not going to really want to talk about or going to have a hard time talking about in the future. You know what I'm saying? This is going back to what I said before. Yo, open your mind up. You know what I'm saying? Because if you stay closed in one fucking bubble, and yeah, that's going to be all you know. And then I'm like, oh, why can't I do nothing more than twerk? Because that's all you wanted to do when the song dropped. You didn't learn, or you didn't bother to learn How the fuck did we come together? You could have been an ill producer. You didn't figure out how the artist broke down the bars and fit them in to the verse so the whole shit flows. You could have been a songwriter. You could have been an artist. But no. When the beat dropped, you had to shake your ass, and that's all you was focused on. So now you're in a strip club, and now your body is not what it used to. So you can't do it no more. You're reducing it to 2-for-1 dances and all that. And fucking, you have no skills now. That's what I'm...
I mean, you know, yeah, today they look at that, they look at, you know, everybody wants to see your resume and what experience you have, and the less experience you have, the harder it is to guarantee you getting that position, because, you know, an employer would rather hire somebody that had previous experience working with people and working with order and register and people skills before they hire somebody that this is the first job that they're applying to. They don't just, I mean, most, you know, that's not a reason to discriminate against employment, but they have the right to be selective in who they employ.
You're right about that one.
So, I mean, you know, I mean, I believe that stripping can become an addiction. And get used
to it. You know what? I think it's more the addiction of the fast money.
That's what I was about to say, the fast money. Because you may not like what you do. You may not want to take your clothes off to do that or have to have men touching you, all, like, different, like, not just the same guy, the same creep touching you. It'd be maybe 10 creeps touching you and looking at you at the same time. Then I want to do that, but that money, though, being able to pay your bills and still do whatever you want to do, that becomes addictive. It can be. I mean, and I guess, you know, with being a drug dealer as well.
Three 347-857-4302 or Bars Radio. Hit us up. We're definitely talking about your addictions. If you would wife up or hubby up, I guess is what y'all would call it.
Mm-hmm.
An escort stripper. You know, we're definitely taking your comments. Hit us on Twitter. And this portion of the broadcasting is brought to you by Tough Wire Communications. Definitely check them out, toughwire.com. They have image consultants, at construction, website building, and all that. I mentioned pregame radio, get 10% off your package. I must really, really say, you know, just the fact that it's hard for a stripper to fall in love, man. It's hard for him to do it.
But then you got the niggas like T-Pain that be like, I'm in love with a stripper. So, you know, it's hard. And if the niggas, I guess, that be secretly in love with them, but they, you know, it'd be them that front the most, like, nah, man, like, nah, I can't do it, like, all my niggas inside fucking Strawberry, I mean, Chanel, you know, like, the damn I fucking something about her, like, her eyes, yo.
Something about her eyes.
Something about them brown eyes.
Well, you know, sometimes, and that's another reason why black don't go to clubs, Yeah, that whole atmosphere is like a compulsive gambler in Vegas. You know what I'm saying? you put all the niggas in a casino, the lights, the atmosphere, the sounds. We'll get a motherfucker spending all they dough. Nigga walk into a strip club, it's ass, titties, liquor, music. That shit happened, nigga broke real quick. You know, and like as a person like me, like at least with the casinos, you know what you're going for. You're going to blow money, hope you win, but come to the listening, so you may never do it. But again, I guess in the same aspect, that's what strip club is. You're going to blow your money on shit that you know at the end of the day you're not scoring. There's a chance you may win, you may score, but it's more than likely you won't. And that's why I don't go to casinos like that neither. So, Nicky Boss, tell us what we got planned for Thursday's show.
What we have planned for Thursday's show is I definitely plan on spinning some more of my Twitter followers' music. Plus, you know me, I have 1,001 topics, so I will treat the topic. I'm not sure yet as far as that, but I definitely do have some more music that I do want to critique because the Thursday before that, I got hit with like 3 chopped and screwed, a Robitussin, Benadryl, something with codeine type records, you know, and I couldn't really vibe.
Yeah, last week was not one of our best.
Because the longer the song, the more I wanted to go inside of a medicine cabinet and pick and choose. So I felt like maybe I have to be like this to understand the song, because it was a 3-minute song, but it felt like it was a 10-minute song. But shout out to the Shot Teams Girl. You know, it's just another genre of music. And, you know, for people that be on that lean, you know, I felt that's what they rock with that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it goes according to how they're feeling, how they're flowing. So, you know, and I don't knock anybody that fucks with it. Like, it's cool. You know, it's just that it takes me a little bit longer to get into because, to me, it's a little bit dragging. That's all. So, hopefully, this is Thursday. We don't hear that. And I definitely do want to have something really special because, you know, like, my finale until I go on vacation, I got to come up with something good. It's going to be a while. Before, you know, not a while, but it's going to be some time before everybody gets to kick it with me on Tuesday and Thursday. So it got to be good. I don't know yet. It'll probably be a hint tomorrow leading into Thursday, but I'm not sure. And have you been keeping up with us? What's going on in the sports?
Oh, man, you know, shout out to Kevin Ware of Kentucky College Ball. Those who watched the game Easter Sunday seen him with a real bad break. He was jumping for a block, came down wrong. And next thing you know, you see his bone poking out his leg, the other half of his leg hanging. But they saying he should recover. They was able to surgically, you know, put everything back and hold it down. So I just hope he gets back. And, of course, we're in, you know, the getting into the Final Four. So college season is really just about to be over. And we're a little bit, about 6 weeks away from the NBA playoffs. So, you know, we're definitely getting the good. Baseball's coming in the season. Those who are rooting for the teams, go Yankees. We all in one right now. But, you know, it's the first game of the season. And, you know, everything else is just good. I don't know if y'all, if the listeners watch hockey, but hockey's pretty much in full swing.
That's what's up. And also, too, I just want to give a shout-out to at Brand New Clyde, you know, of course. At the end of the day, I am a person, too, and, you know, we are followers, and, you know, of course I'm going to always, if I see that you're gurring on my timeline, of course I'm going to ask you what's going on. And thank you also for tuning in. You have always been one of my faves. You have been one of the people that have been loyal to All Bob's Radio and to what I do. And I just wanted to take the time out right now. If I've never told you I appreciate you for always supporting, I am telling you now, I definitely do appreciate you. And I hope that whatever it is that you got going on in your life and whatever it is that you're doing, you know, you have major success. You have success in it, and you just enjoy life. And do not wife a stripper or escort. Try not to. And if you do fall for one, try to convince her that there is other options out there. And shout out to Mr. underscore Chris underscore P. Shout out to @9 underscore O. You got the hashtag Twitter Goons all on the page. That's definitely he got the goons going in and everybody's supporting and telling everybody to listen to us. So shout out to you. And like I said again, Brandon Clyde, yes, leave it up to God. He don't got no worries, so you shouldn't really have any worries too much, especially if you believe. That's all I'm going to say. And it's about that time. It's about that time for me to say goodnight to you guys. Thank you for everybody that was tuning in and paying attention and leaving comments and hitting me up on Twitter and definitely joining in the chat room, interacting with me in Black. Black, is there any type of upcoming events that you got going on? Is there anybody that you want to say anything to before we get out of here? What's going on with you for the upcoming weekend?
Upcoming weekend is actually real cool, relaxed. And on my humanitarian Good Samaritan tip, I am selling raffle tickets to benefit the Tyree Grand Lodge Scholarship, and, you know, that money goes to, you know, kids getting to college, have money for books, things like that. But, you know, you buy a raffle, you can win something, too. First prize is $500, second prize, $300, third prize, $200. So definitely hit me on Twitter, hit me on Instagram. Guys, you should buy tickets. Raffle tickets are $1. A book is $5, and you get 6 in a book. So if you buy a book, you get a free ticket. Pretty much, that's all it is.
That's up. And definitely, you know, the weather, I guess, is getting warmer. And I highly recommend that if you are trying to get healthy, lose weight, or just taste it, or it's that time of the year to start walking and stuff. I try to walk every day for a half an hour. It's not much extra. I mean, it's not much, but it's a start to, you know, getting prepared for summertime and being outdoors and
and all of that. So, but like I always say, don't give a fuck about what anybody has to say about what you got going on, what you're doing, especially if it's benefiting you and yours. Do you just always know that, so whatever you are doing, be aware that others will prejudge, make their own assumptions, and it is what it is. But with that being said, good night, and I definitely will see you guys Thursday.
And of course, fellas, don't be a fool. Wrap your tool. Ladies, don't fall for the scam. Protect your clam. Arrive alive. Don't drink and drive. And for all my people who live out in the country, you know, the dirt roads, the big dirt fields, y'all go four-wheeling and all those extreme redneck sports and all that. I heard about the kid from the MTV show died this weekend going four-wheeling. Yo, be careful. All right, that carbon monoxide shit is no joke. You out four-wheeling and the car got stuck in the mud and all that shit backed up in the car and they all died. So have fun. If you guys want to be reckless, go buck wild like they say. Just do it. Have fun. Be safe, though. All right. I'm going to spin a couple joints, and, of course, I'm going to see you guys on Thursday. And, of course, back again Friday with pregame radio. You guys have a good night, and we out.
As we proceed, I thought I told you that we won't stop, baby.
I thought I told you that we won't stop.
Pretty lady. What they call you? You can come all you want to,
right.
Front all you want to,
uh-huh.
Run up in the dealer, spend $100 if you want to.
Take that.
We could get blunted in the 1-2. Part of me put the V in front the 1-2. No roof through the ceiling when we jump through. Oh, I could kill up like I slumped you. Beat it up like I'm punching you. Girl, I eat it up like a Lunchable. Now, is it me or is she watching me? Is she looking at the watch on me? I'm in the club on a popping spree. I bought enough bottles, I can pop a king.
Oh, I need to know, what is your name? I've been watching,
watch
me all night. The chemistry feels right. Can't get you off my mind.
Top on them so you know to see us. We just vamping, lamping, ghost phantom, tanning, big tanning, me, lil' mama. We, lil' ganja, make me a little calmer. Work the ass out him on the body like armor. Worth a couple M's, two bodies in the karma. Hopping out the ghost like a suicide bomber. She let us we rich. The more I smoke, girl, the more of the dust you get.
Won't stop.
Take that.
I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop.
Initiating shutdown sequence.